KB4CBA Mobile.
Got a keeper with you today. W2T sitting at home.
U2T, KB4CBA. Well, there, Mr. Rusty. I've got a, a guardian watching after me. You know, I have to blow into this thing, you know, so they make sure I'm not driving drunk or anything like that. You know, so, and if you believe that, then I want to talk to you about some property I own just south of Folly Beach.
You can keep your property. I know better than to believe that about you. What you up to today, David?
Well, I'm taking... Oh, wow, okay. Yep. I guess you're on a motorcycle. You can just do whatever you want to. He just went between a bunch of cars and got in front of the line there at the traffic light. Anyway, I'm taking my new tennis racket to get strong. I didn't particularly want Tennis Warehouse to do it, and the guy that strings my rackets, he's the string for McEnroe and a bunch of those guys back in the day, and he lives off of Subaru Road, so that's where I'm headed. What you doing?
I'm at my shack right now, and getting some software working on the computer, uploading contacts to Logbook of the World, and getting some, you know, down, and just trying to keep things going and get things fully organized out here. One of these days, you'll have to ride over my way so you can see my new shack.
I'd like to do that. Do you use N3? Oh, God, what is it? N3 something? JPD? I can't remember. Do you use that login software and then upload it to Logbook of the World?
You're talking about N3FJP's amateur contact log. Yep, that's what I'm using. And I was having a problem with it the other day, but it seems to have fixed itself today. But... it's working and get things done. That's how I keep my things updated. And I just uploaded 10 more contacts that I made the other day on there. So keeping things going. And I've got that when I'm running FT8, I've got my FT8 set up so it logs right straight to my this logging file for N3FJP. So I don't have to take it from the software I'm running FT8 with and then transfer it over to here. It just automatically loads it up to here. So I'm good to go on that.
I've got mine set up that way too. I really like that. It puts that box up there with all the info. You just click OK and bam, shamalam, there it is. I'm having trouble figuring out how to move that information to Logbook of the World. I found the the place you go to up there to get the Logbook of the World, but I can't, when that page comes up, I can't figure out how to get it to load. So anyway, that's the problem I'm having.
Over here someday, I can walk you through it because I've been running it for years now, and I can show you how to do it. You run it off of a laptop or a desktop?
It's on a laptop, and I also log in to everything to all my contacts, the QRZ too. So, it looks like most, if not everyone I contact has that because I get confirmations from that, and heck, I get confirmations again after that confirmation on QRZ, and they send me an email. I don't understand that because, I mean, I've already confirmed the contact. I'm not going to confirm it again. I mean, it's it's just weird.
And there's a new release of the TQSL software, so I'm updating mine right now with that and everything. But yeah, and if you got the latest version of the logbook, the amateur contact log, and all. But someday if you want to come over here and bring your laptop, we can run you through it and get you make sure it's all working right for you. And then I also do. The good thing about it is I can uplog e-logs to ClubLog, EQSL, Logbook of the World, and the QRZ logbook. So I've with that, and that's using this N3FJP software. It does all of that.
Well, my goodness, that software is just too smart for its own good. Well, that's good. Good to know. Well, I was really wanting to play tennis today. I missed out yesterday. The group that I was put in yesterday, none of the other guys wanted to play. So, and I couldn't find the guy I used to play singles with when that happens. He's in Japan right now, visiting his relatives. And and then next week, I believe, yeah, Monday, they're going to start putting down new clay and new lines. And so, you know, that's going to really mess things up. For next week, I guess we'll be playing at Butler Springs if we want to play some tennis. And, of course, then we got the weather to contend with as well.
And of course, next week we're supposed to have some nice days, some sunny days. So you should find your time that you can get it done. And it'll keep you out of trouble anyway for a while.
That's what I have a wife for, you know. She keeps me out of trouble. I mean, she's not sitting here, but I would say that if she was.
Over to the computer, or slide back over to the computer so I could tell it okay to go do something. So, anyway, well, you be careful out there on that road. It's slick and wet, and after all this rain this morning, it brings all that oil out to the surface. So don't try to make any quick stops. I'd hate to hear of you sliding through an intersection and meeting up with a tractor-trailer rig, you know?
Funny you should say that. There's a tractor-trailer just made a left turn in front. Well, four cars in front of me, but the roads are pretty dry. I mean, White Hampton, I'm on Super right now, headed, I guess, south. everything looks pretty good, but you just never know. I mean, you know, that's why they call them accidents, you know, because I don't think anybody intentionally wants to run into somebody and tear up their car, so they have to take it to the body shop, that kind of thing. But anyway, well, I'll let you go. You enjoy this day, and always good to talk with you. Thanks for coming back and riding along for a little ways here, and hope to talk to you soon. W2TKB4CBA, clear after yours.
All right, David, well, you have a good rest of the day and be careful out there. W2T, stand clear and monitoring.